This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about HOAs because
They're just delightful.
I'm going to say this. You guys are not going to like me. I want to do HOA horrors. I do.
Okay.
My HOA has come through recently, and I'm actually not mad at, like, I have hated HOAs forever. I still sort of hate mine, but okay. They have changed the software. Oh, never mind. I can't finish this.
The software.
Yeah, how did they come through?
They've changed the software in my gates.
Do
that
they
lead
close?
One of them is still janky, but they were out there working on it today. But now, like, if you come up to my gate and you don't have the gate code, which you don't. Because the gate code is different.
Oh, dang it.
Because it's a new system.
That's okay. There's the
janky
one. You can
find me in there, and then you hit it, and I get like a FaceTime call from you.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I can see
you
at the gate. It's like, hey. And I was like, hey, Aaron, you cannot come in. And I get like, boop. I could let you in from my phone.
Wow. Like, that's cool. Okay. Yeah.
So they've come through.
Wow.
On 10 billion other things, they have not.
But yeah, I've never heard of them coming through before. I've never heard of them having a surplus at the end of the year to like give back to the people.
I will say this, it is funny.
Never heard of these things.
They send out a thing like at the end of the year. It's like, here's the accounting. And it's like, this year, your HOA fees amounted to $50,241. Our salt for the roads and petunias, $50,240.98. And you're like, you
liars.
Son of a... They spend every dime every year.
Which could be good if they're fixing things.
If they're telling the truth. Here's the thing about HOAs, and I say it every time we do this. We want to hear your HOA horrors. Like, there was one, I always bring up the same one because it's just so terrible. This guy was like a veteran and had his POW MIA flag hanging out in front of his house. And they're like, you can't have that.
What?
And it's like... He's like, I fought in wars so you could be a D to me.
Right.
Let me put my flag up. They're like, nope.
Wow.
It's not an approved flag. And so they like threatened lawsuits. They do, like, it's like, they're just, it's the nerds in school and then they finally get power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The clipboard. The clipboard people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whistle people. Sash people.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like whistleblowers, and I was like, no.
No, like they have a whistle. The actual school, whistle. Yes, hall monitor, nerd.
Yeah.
So I'm just, okay. That's all I wanted. Like, so if you have an HOA nightmare, HOA horror, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
So I don't own a house, but I live with my brother-in-law. There's an HOA there, and... We have a fruit-bearing tree in the front that we would like to replace because it's a dumb crab apple tree. They're the worst.
Hold on. You bought the house.
Yeah. And it's a fruit-bearing tree. Oh my gosh. One of our friends brought us a tree from Palisade because
you have a Palisade peach tree?
We have a Palisade peach tree.
I will come over and help you pull the crab up.
They won't let us. Even though it's a fruit-bearing tree, replacing a fruit-bearing tree, they say it's not approved. They said, put it in your backyard. We don't want to put it in the backyard.
Why don't you want it in the backyard? You don't want it in the front yard.
We do want it in the front.
You don't want it in the front yard because people will steal your peaches.
That's okay.
You don't want people touching your peaches.
No, that neighbor's good.
You're trying to, though.
Well, right now I'm on a lot of apps trying to get people to touch my peaches. No, okay. No, you're right.
What? Why would it not be approved? Is the color or something?
No, and there's a house up the street with a peach tree.
They're grandfathered in.
I'm going to say this.
I don't know.
I had a tree. I had a flowering pear tree. It doesn't actually have pears, but that's just a type of tree.
Okay.
And it got, this was at my old house.
What is this, a 12 days of Christmas?
No, but it's just, so it like got hurt in a storm, like mm-hmm. one of those March storms where it's got enough leaves and then it's that heavy snow and it goes,
okay.
Kah, and all it right, broke. Right. And I had to like rip the tree out. And then I went and I literally bought another flowering pear tree and put it in the hole that I pulled the stump out of. And the HOA wrote me a fine.
Oh my gosh.
Because I didn't ask for permission to plant the tree. And I'm like, what? I planted the same kind of tree. And they're like, you don't know if our regulations have changed, no matter what, because I'm the hall monitor and I have a whistle.
Oh my gosh.
And a clipboard. You have to ask me permission. And I'm like,
she's poking you in the chest too. Right?
I'm like, but
you better listen to me.
I don't, like, it's a dead, like that tree is dead.
Would you rather have a broken
Correct.
One?
Yeah, and shouldn't you be? They should be thanking you. You did the work. You paid for it. You got it all taken care of.
They aren't.
Okay.
That's not what they do.
So then they're like, now you got to rip it out.
You have to rip it out.
I had to submit the paperwork, and then they eventually let me keep it.
Wow.
Doing 23andMe on the tree that you're putting
in
the yard.
I'm serious. Like, I had to prove, I had to send in pictures that the first one was this, and then I had to go to the nursery and go, will this tree look like that later? And the guy signed the affidavit like,
oh
yeah,
my God.
It's the same. Dude, you guys.
They're terrible. They're the worst.
Yeah, did the guy at the tree place, was he like, we do this all the time. I got to sign every day. HOAs all over this place.
Dude, I could go on and on. Like one time, again, at this the old house, my garage door looked like crap. It was just like, you know, they start to get weathered.
Yeah.
And it's just, whatever. And so I'm like, I got it. Like, I can't afford to paint my whole house right now, but I'm going to paint my garage door. So I rooted around in my garage and I found the previous homeowner had left the paint.
Oh,
I popped it open. It was dried up, but it was Sherwin Williams or whatever. So I took the can into Sherwin Williams and I was like,
I need this color.
It's got the markings. It's like 3601, two dots, 4900. And it's like, tells them the formula.
Yeah.
They make some.
Yeah.
I paint the door. Same thing. They're like, you didn't get that approved. I'm like, it's the same color. They're like, it's not the same color. I'm like, I know it doesn't look like the same color, but one is weathered.
Right.
Yeah, it's new.
This is the one you approved at some point. I had to pay a $150 fine.
What?
Because insane. I didn't ask.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You're all right.
I need to go for a walk. I need to cool down.
No, you have to ask permission of the HOA. No walking after. All right. If you hate your HOA or you have a HOA horror story, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for when you hate your HOA. We haven't said the naughty word. We normally say the naughty word. I don't know that we need to say
horror.
No, it's HOA horrors. But a long time ago, we created an organization called the Coalition for Homeowners Association's Destruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also
hold
know.
Hold on.
Coalition Homeowners Association Destruction. Chode. Viva la Chode! Chord! Yeah. Viva la Chord!
Sign me up.
Yeah, we want to get rid of homeowners associations because they're mean, they're rude, they're evil.
Mm-hmm. And they're aggressive, overbearing.
Power hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron, they also... But,
chime in if you want.
But before we go too far, I do also want to say I believe in them because I grew up in a HOA-free neighborhood and one of my neighbors across the street painted their garage door purple and then put a Viking helmet logo on it. And it's
they
like,
really did. That's what you always hear is like, well, someone's going to paint the house pink.
I've seen it for sure. Because you can.
You just can. There's no...
Somebody
there
actually
no
did
that? Yes, they did that in my parents' neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's just
I've
like,
seen the Broncos one.
Yeah, and I like in my parents' neighborhood now, there's a house that is literally like, it looks like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's like,
wow.
Because they just did, oh, well, let's do the four panels, like red and then three purple and then one yellow. And it's just like, it's...
That's too much.
It is. And so HOAs are good for that. But then the power goes to their head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just...
They start counting your blades of grass.
Yes. And they go too far. So if your HOA has gone too far, viva la chode, you want your HOA horrors. Let's start with Candy.
Yay.
Yay.
HOA horror. Did I say HOA? What was yours?
Yeah. Oh, so I left my trash cans out for a few too many days, and I received a few notices, and I thought, what's the big deal? It's just trash cans. Well,
because they're communists, and they just...
The trash cans are?
No. The HOA.
Sorry.
I am about this.
Inside.
Yeah.
So now we're in legal proceedings. They put a lien on my house.
What?
They're trying to take my house. Yeah.
Do you understand that they can?
They can? They can do that?
100%. Dude,
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. This is another reason to hate T-Hack.
Yep.
Because he doesn't have an HOA.
Because he doesn't have an HOA. You live in a condo in Parker.
Hold on. I need a new page. The reasons to hate page is full.
But like, there's nothing more HOA worthy than where you live.
I know.
And the fact that you don't have one is bizarro world.
They skipped it for some reason, yeah.
So you're currently fighting, like, you just have, like, because they tried to sell your house then.
Yeah, they're trying to take it, yeah.
What? I didn't know they could do
you
that.
You sign a thing. Yeah, the HOA document
either,
at closing.
Especially over trash cans, but apparently.
Did you pull them in?
Well,
yeah, now they're in. But.
Okay. Well, at that point, it's like you stick it to the man and leave him out. Add
no,
more.
No, because you're just making it worse. Because what they do is it's like, here's a $75 fine for leaving your trash cans out. And you're like, I'm not going to pay that. And then here's another one. Here's another one. Now, here's late fees on the first one. Late fees on the second one. Here's late fees on the late fees. And then all of a sudden, they wait till it gets to about 10 grand and they go, lean on your house.
Oh, my gosh.
I was shocked. I didn't think this was actually going to happen.
Wow.
Because here's the other thing, and Tia can attest to this. When you bought your house, do you remember reading through line by line of every page of every document you signed at the closing? Or did you just go, they had a little post-it note, and you're like, sign.
It was a lot of that.
There's a 400-page HOA document that you just go, sign. In that says, we can take your house.
Wow.
You don't have to read it.
No, I didn't know. I didn't.
Of course not.
And that's exactly what happened to me. I had to go back and obviously with my lawyer and
say, yeah, you take your house.
Oh, Candy. Wow.
I'm sorry. That's not funny.
Expensive mistake.
It's going to cost you, a lot of money to save her.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
A large chunk. It's all right. It's all right.
All right.
Bye.
We hate him. Thank you. Candy again. Candy?
Yeah.
HOA horror. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. It's just crazy. Putting the pickup truck in the garage. What's the big deal?
Do you have a work truck?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's nothing too crazy. But like, what's the difference between a driveway and a garage? Like,
do they not allow you to park it in your driveway?
You don't know this, but they do not.
Really?
Just a regular truck? Really?
I don't understand. It's such a stupid rule. I think they just want my money. They're just, or I don't know. They're trying to push me
But
out.
It has logos on the side, right? It's got like...
Oh, like a work truck.
They don't let you... I had cop friends that would like take their cop car home for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like go home for lunch and they'd get a notice.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like you can't park your work vehicle at your home.
That feels like retribution, though.
People pay for their place. They have to have a job, right?
No, I'm on your side because it's like HOA, you're collecting a due from us every month, and I get that money by working at Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Can I park my Steel Bros Heating and Cooling van in front of the house? No. Well, what if Steel Bros is at my house working? Well, it was there all night.
Well, oh my gosh.
I'm working too late. So they give white glove service. What do you expect? What?
Look at you. So wait, they're fining you for parking the truck in the driveway?
Yeah, and threatening to throw me out.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's crazy. I mean, again, like we've been saying, it's like a 400-page document and you should read it. Mm-hmm. But who does? Like, you just, nobody's got time for that.
No.
All right. Thank you for the call.
I figure, you know, no big deal. They're not going to do that, but they did.
Wow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.